I genuinely hope when the Prime Minister stands up in the House of Commons, I hope he's going to apologise to the families of the victims and to the city of Liverpool for what actually happened. I remember watching those events unfold on TV when I was a child, and it was just awful. There was just a sense of disbelief that this could happen. I imagine many people don't remember, but when I was much younger, football fans were treated like animals, and what happened was just terrible. And then when it unfolded days afterwards in the media and in the city itself, it was unbelievably tragic. Almost every family knew another family who had lost somebody during the events. It was completely horrific. And then, unfortunately, one or two of the media organisations which have been in trouble recently made some very disparaging comments about what the fans had done, and there seemed to be a move towards some kind of cover-up to shift the blame towards the fans. And unfortunately, these families have lived with that for many, many years now.
I guess for the families who were there, who were involved, who've been affected by it, it's something that they think about on a daily basis.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, people don't appreciate how difficult it is, because there were 96 funerals, and it's almost 100 people that died instantly within moments, and it was just a terrible situation. I mean, I just remember, as I say, watching it on TV and then the aftermath within the city for the months and the years. And it was very difficult for people to understand why a load of people had died and then they were getting blamed for it. And there was this sense of, there was a cover-up. And, I mean, we all know effectively what happened nowadays. And, I do genuinely believe, I hope, that the families get justice today. I hope it comes out and it clearly states there was a move towards some kind of cover-up, and they are sorry for that.